My name is Kate Kim. I am a leader here at New Philly, Itaewon, and I am very honored and excited to share with you this, but in word version, because I'll be speaking. So I'll be sharing my field report and my personal testimony, okay? So here is the field report. From January 23rd to the 31st, the Japan Missions team ministered in the cities of Tokyo and Osaka. We were a dance-based ministry going into a highly developed but highly unreached nation with less than 1% professing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Our trip was a paradigm-shifting, faith-filled time marked by unity, joy, and prophetic proclamation. In Tokyo, we were warmly greeted by our hosts Janine and Vicente and their cute baby, a missionary couple at Fuse Community Church. As a team of dancers, our main outlet for street evangelism was through dance and music sets. We went to subway stations and performed, as well as handed out flyers for Sunday service. One significant moment from street evangelism was witnessing a salvation. In our second subway outreach, we were stationed in an area where Japanese dancers gathered to practice every day. And one young B-boy was able to connect with our team leader, Danny. And after an anointed conversation, he ended up receiving Christ into his heart. Yeah. The next day, he came out to service, fellowshiped with us, and even came to our small group the following week. Our team rejoiced with the angels in heaven because of this one special person who had accepted Jesus. At Fuse Community Church, we also participated in small group ministry and led an evening dance party. During small groups, our team split up to lead worship, discussions, share testimonies, and pray for young members who are being discipled through the church. Fuse is a growing bilingual community, and the Spirit of God is moving in this ministry. In the middle of the week, we took an 8-hour overnight bus ride and went to Osaka for 2 days. This part of our trip was completely Spirit-led. Each morning, our team would delve into worship and the Word and ask God what He wanted us to do for that day. God led us to specific places where we danced and prayed over the city, releasing His joy and His presence, and we had divine conversations with many different people He brought into our paths. God is moving in Japan, and we are so thankful that we could fill the soil with our kingdom investments and intercession. Please continue to keep Japan in prayer that Christ's ministry of reconciliation and salvation will be released all over this land. End of field report. Okay, I will share my testimony now. In the last week of January, I had the privilege of going on my first ever missions trip ever. Ever since my senior year of high school, I had passionately wanted to go on a missions trip, but every year somehow something would come up and I wouldn't be able to go. However, this time around, I claimed in faith that I would be able to go and signed up before I even got clearance from my workplace. But lo and behold, my schedule was cleared, and I got my company's approval, and everything worked out for me to go be God's messenger to Japan. As you can imagine, I was super excited. I have seen and cried to numerous New Philly missions recap videos. I have heard testimonies of people who went on missions, testimonies of salvations with large numbers of people accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as well as powerful stories of God releasing His healing power left and right. I have also heard stories of the Holy Spirit moving powerfully in the nations, fire falling on people living in the slums and in orphanages, God moving supernaturally through signs and wonders, and bringing revival to churches and cities. Whew, and I was so excited to experience this for myself. However, my experience in Japan ended up being very different. There were no revival services with people falling under the heavy presence of the Holy Spirit, nor were there altar calls with hundreds of people giving their lives to Christ. Did this missions trip look like the other missions trip? No. But did God move in Japan? Yes. Most definitely, yes. Just because our ministry fruit wasn't the same as what we witnessed in Philippines or Cambodia or India, didn't mean that His presence was any less powerful. The ministry we did in Japan was not exactly in line with the grid I had of missions trips, but I soon realized that the Lord wanted to give me a new paradigm for missions ministry. at the end of the day, successful missions ministry and even a successful walk with the Lord is marked by being sensitive to his leading and obeying his commands. Thus, there would be days in Japan where our team would simply ask the Lord, what do you want us to do today? Where do you want us to go today, Lord? And we would then be obedient to the leading of his spirit. And throughout each day, God revealed his goodness, and he revealed a gentle yet powerful, a subtle yet attention-grabbing side of his nature. Through these nudgings of the Spirit, we were able to connect with, encourage, inspire, and bless many people. We were able to sow many seeds of love that will only continue to be watered and shined upon to bear much fruit. In addition to growing in sensitivity to the Spirit and obedience, I also learned in Japan about the importance of perspective. 100 people saved, 50 healed, 40 responses to the altar call. These are all very beautiful testimonies and amazing statistics that we hear from different missions trips and that we will continue to contend for in our future mission trips. However, I realized that in a country where less than 1% of the population is Christian, I must not look past the value of simply leading one person to Christ. One person is a big deal. It is one life completely transformed, one who was on the road to eternal death, but now is on the path to eternal life. And our team was able to first-handedly experience the joy of rescuing the one lost sheep when we got to know a Japanese breakdancer named Ryo in the video. We hung out with him for a while at a subway station where breakdancers are known to gather and practice. Towards the end of the night, our team leader Danny shared the gospel with him, and he ended up accepting Christ into his heart. We gave him hugs and high fives and celebrated with big smiles on our faces. I imagine the angels in heaven rejoicing when he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and I couldn't help but rejoice as well. He might have thought that our team was a little too happy, but I think our indescribable joy drew him in because he came out to service the next day. And Team Japan greeted him with the love of the Father and with the joy that we couldn't contain. We ate dinner with him and kept in touch with him throughout our trip, inviting him to small group and giving him a new Bible as a gift. I genuinely felt as if one of my own family members or best friends had just accepted Christ because I was able to wholeheartedly celebrate with him. Ryo was my new brother in Christ. Through his salvation, God gave me the revelation of how precious one saved life is to him. I started to realize that numbers are important, yes, but missions cannot be boxed in or boiled down to trying to hit a certain statistic so that we can come back home satisfied. As valuable as it is to see masses turning to Christ, the Lord had a different plan for our team. He wanted us to realize the importance of investing in and building relationships with different people, of being sensitive to and obedient to his Spirit's leading, of valuing even one salvation, of connecting new believers to a local church community, and ultimately asking not for our will, but for his will to be done. During our 1 week in Japan, I may not have seen fire fall, but I saw hardened hearts softening through simple conversations. I may not have been a part of packed revival services, but I participated in intimate small group meetings where God spoke to us in very specific ways. I may not have witnessed the blind see or the lame walk, but I witnessed the greatest miracle of all, the life-altering moment when a man realizes his need for a Savior and invites Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be the Lord of his life. I believe that through our missions trip to Tokyo and Osaka, many spiritual seeds were sown. Many seeds were planted on the streets that we walked through, the ground that we danced on. And I believe that Japan will continue to reap a spiritual harvest from these seeds for many, 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 many years. I am confident that our team did everything that had to be done, the work that God called us and sent us to do in the time that we were on our mission field. May these seeds continue to bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold, and may God's saving grace soon sweep over Japan.